uncertainties of our journey. And if truth be told, we all travel it with tin men and cowardly lions and scarecrows all around us. And of course, the well-meaning, ineffectual munchkins we all know. Probably most of us are really spiritually munchkins ourselves. And there are all kinds of evil forces lurking all around us, trying to threaten or destroy or injure us along the yellow brick road of life. But the two stories are quite different when it comes to the one who waits for us at the end of the road. For us, it's not going to be a faker like Frank Morgan in The Wizard of Oz. The glorious good witch of the North is very much like the good spirit given to us. The spirit who is beautiful and charming, protecting. The good spirit who guides us on our journey. Remember, the spirit of Yahweh, or the Shekinah, as it was called in ancient Jewish times, was the Lord God in his protective, tender, mothering manifestation. In some forms of Jewish folk tradition, the spirit of the God Yahweh was also the spouse of Yahweh, the goddess who was the consort of the Lord God. Now, by the time Jesus was old enough to preach in the synagogue, and by the time the New Testament was written, this folk belief was rare. And yet, the Spirit of God, this angel of God, still performed woman-like and mother-like functions for people. And the Paraclete we heard about today in the Gospel is truly a warm, affectionate, caring person. Mother-like, who will guide us on our way as a mother would guide a child. And one way to picture the Spirit we heard Jesus speak about, the Spirit of God, is to think of a mother today sending her little children off to school for the very first time. And because now they think that they are big kids, she doesn't want to take them by the hand and deliver them to the school, but rather she would still not want to run the risk of seeing them get lost or injured, and so she would take the family car and drive down the street a half block behind them, sort of hovering over them to make sure that no danger would befall them. You might say that today's gospel is really a continuation of the Holy Spirit as we heard about her on Mother's Day, the feminine principle of our God. But the mysterious presence of this paraclete spirit, this mother-like spirit, is not just someone who hovers beside us or alongside of us, but this spirit is really a divine power, a divine life that constantly is flowing into us. And that life is so unique that it is personal, a person of the Godhead. This spirit is the real presence of God within us. And that is why we are told that God's spirit within us speaks to our spirit That is the ongoing mystery. And this Holy Spirit of God is the spirit of variety, of creativity, of innovation, of diversity. This Holy Spirit is given to us to promote the diversity of all human creation. And the Spirit is able to do that only by calling forth within each one of us that which is most fully ourselves. To call forth what is really best in our personalities, which for all of us is locked away through fear and timidity. And only gradually do we come out of those cages or masks. The Holy Spirit within us is constantly battling against any kind of mediocrity, complacency, indifference, discouragement, boredom. And we always know when God's Spirit is at work within us, when we really allow ourselves to become most venturesome, when we are really willing to take risks, most willing to allow aspects of our personality to develop that we had previously neglected, because God wants the best that He gave to us to eventually come out. And that is why the Spirit is given to us day by day to awaken, to arouse us, to seduce us out of the fear, the timidity, the mediocrity that we are caught up in. The Spirit wants us to develop into what we are most authentically intended to be by God originally. God wants us to be what is best within us. The Holy Spirit, this Paraclete, is that dimension of God that is continually warring the dullness and the mediocrity in our lives. And sometimes that Spirit blows very gently and we are hardly able to hear. At other times, a Spirit sweeps down on us like a very strong wind. But the Spirit is always there within us, even when we're not at all aware, calling forth, summoning us to the banquet, the wedding banquet, that is the end of our journey. But until we arrive at the end of that journey, the Spirit goes on encouraging us to believe that the real world we live in, the really real world, is not the dull, drab, ordinary, monotonous routine, but it is truly the world of adventure, and play, and love, and reunion. And we are reassured that it's all right to take risks. It's all right not to hesitate to take off our masks. And it's all right to give ourselves over to the challenges that life gives to us. And it's all right even if we stumble and fall, because that Paraclete will always be there to pick us up and to lead us on the journey to the banquet to which we are invited.